after the shooting in 2010, there were many who called for potentially placing metal detectors at the entrances of all hospitals to, you know, help combat this issue of hospital shootings. And we became interested in that to see if that truly was the right approach to preventing this particular form of workplace violence, and we decided to go back and look at 12 years of that hospital shooting data to identify, you know, the scenarios that those shootings occur in. Who are the perpetrators? Who are the victims? And were there any targeted security measures that could address these situations?
What did you find?
We looked at 12 years. We looked at 2000 to 2012, and we found 154 distinct shooting episodes with 235 victims total.
Was this shooting that took place at Hopkins fairly common compared to the others around the country, in that the gunman knew the doctor, the gunman had a patient, in this case it was his mother that was there? Are these cases fairly common, at least of the ones you studied?
The shooting at Hopkins had some similarities that were consistent with the shootings that we found nationally, such as this was what we would consider a grudge motive shooting. The perpetrator had a relationship with his subject, meaning Dr. Cohen was treating his mother. So in that cause, it was consistent with what we're seeing. However, the fact that three people were shot in the shooting in our hospital is not very common. In fact, the vast majority of shootings involve only one victim.
In the research that you sent us, common motives for shootings, the study found grudge or revenge, suicide, and euthanizing an ill relative. In the Hopkins case, you had all three.
Correct. It was a unique case.
Now, you had talked about whether metal detectors or other security measures would work. Based on your research, would it?
It's a complicated question. The majority of shootings that we found in that 12-year period actually occurred outside of the hospital. 60% of the shootings occurred either at the entrance to the hospital or the parking garage of the hospital, and only 40% occurred inside the hospital. We went back and looked at each case where a metal detector could make a difference. We went back and looked at each case specifically and tried to make a determination as to whether or not a metal detector would have impacted that case. And the answer in the majority of cases was no. Because 75% of the shootings that we identified involved a targeted victim with a determined shooter. So, you know, our conclusion is that metal detectors at all hospital entrances are not the panacea for the prevention of this particular form of workplace violence. What we would like to see is additional training for security staff and police officers who help protect our hospitals, and de-escalation training for our hospital staff to try to mitigate these circumstances when they arise.
I have to ask, how's Dr. Cohn doing 2 years after the shooting?
From what I understand, he's doing very well.
He's back at work?
Yes, sir, I believe so.
Now, back to the security measures. I've covered stories at Hopkins most recently just in the last year or so, and you have to sign in, you have to wear an ID badge, and in fact, you have to check at several different levels of security depending on where you're going. What can be done, more can be done? I mean, you would think, to an outsider at least, that security would be enough.
Well, regardless of the levels of security that we implement, you've seen in society that we, unfortunately in the United States, have a certain level of societal violence. We see it in airports. We see it in shopping malls, convenience stores. There's a finite amount of security measures that you can put into place at a hospital. You can't put a hospital on lockdown. You know, visitors need to get in to see their relatives. Workers need to be getting in constantly. So there's going to be a limit to the amount of security that is reasonable from a societal approach at a hospital.
You also say zero risk is not achievable in your conclusion. What led you to that conclusion?
There's no way to profile a particular either perpetrator or victim or scenario in which a shooting is going to occur. And therefore, you cannot get down to that zero risk. We can't do it in, you know, our airports where we have the maximum amount of conceivable security. That's not a reasonable expectation within a hospital. But as the study also shows, hospitals in general are safe places to work and safe places to visit.
Dr. Christina Catlett of Johns Hopkins Hospital, thank you for joining us. By the way, your report is published in the Annals of Emergency Medicine online. We're going to put a link to that at WBAL.com. Dr. Catlett, thanks for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Rob.